got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5377-888-77-JESSE, JESSE, JESSE. And my brand new biblical question is a doozy for those men and women who want to overcome. It's a doozy. Do you ever get mad? Maybe I should have put angry, but mad at anyone who disagrees with you. Do you ever get mad at anyone who disagrees with you? Why, if so, if you do, why do you? If you don't, why don't you? Talk about self-examination. What the? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you're at some form of protest, since it would be love to protest, you're at some form of protest, a rally or something, and you're just feeling so good about being in involved in the protest, you can't listen to the show live right now. Podcast it. Or if you're just working out or you're just going to a birthday or whatever, you can podcast the show and listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go buy me on coffee.com/JLP talk. Buy me a coffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. You know what else is amazing? What, Jesse? You got to like the videos. That is amazing. Don't forget to like the videos. And what else is amazing, Jesse? That is Wednesday. Already in May 2026. It's Wednesday, and every third hour of the show, Wednesdays, rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. But the first 2 hours, because we love the blacks, the first 2 hours is Black Excellence. That was then during the good old days. This right now. This is now. What's wrong with the black?
It blows my mind how black people go in everybody else's business and bully them.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on. I'm on your ass. Jesse.
What the?
Come on, Coon.
Hey, Tony. My mirror flew about to come off.
I think you've pretty much pissed off everybody.
Keep it back. What the? A spiritual battle. And you, this I promise you. I promise you. Don't have to be you any longer. As a matter of fact, I guarantee you, not because I do it, when you stop being you, you will have perfect peace. And life will just flow. And you will be in the world, but not of the world. You will overcome the world, but you got to stop being you. You got to stop being you. It's not going to change until you stop being you. It was once said by a quote-unquote philosopher, to talk about oneself a great deal can also be a means of concealing oneself. To talk about oneself a great deal can also be a means of concealing oneself. The more you talk about yourself, the more you conceal yourself. Think about that. Smoke on that one. To talk about oneself a great deal. I this and I that and I worry and me. Everybody hate me. They're talking about me. They mean this. I want this, I want that, and I am sad, and I am scared, and I am lonely, and I want to be famous, and I want to be popular, and I want to be, and I want to commit suicide. I worry. I want a family. I want this. The more you talk about I, the more you conceal the I. Yourself. When you stop thinking about self, and this I promise you, this is not like something I'm making up. I'm black and slow. I could not know this of myself. There's no way I could have known this of myself. The more you talk about or think about you, the more you build a false you. And you're running away from the true you, who you really are. Because this you that you're talking about, this self, is an illusion. There is no self to think about at all. Except on a social level, you know, it's time to eat. When it's time to make breakfast, it's time to go to work. It's time to whatever, go home from work. But there's no self to think about. But the more you think about self and talk about self, the greater the illusion become of oneself. And now you think there's someone there to protect. You got to protect yourself. I'm mad. I got anger because I got to protect myself. I got resentment. I got frustration because I got to protect myself, you say. And all you're doing is concealing yourself from reality. What a mess, huh? Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. You fight over something called racism. Can it get any dumber than that? You think there's a you, and you think that this black you is you, this white you is you, this Asian you is you, this Japanese you is you, the Chinese is you, the Mexican is you, the African is you, the Ala'u'aba is you. And you think something called racism exists against you. Can you get in a blinder? Forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. They can't see. They are asleep. You really think that you're a transgender person. Can you get into dumber than that and sleep? You really deep into sleep. You think you can change a man to a female. You think you're God. And so you can change your natural male nature to a female nature, or female nature to a male nature. How come you don't know something wrong with that thinking? But you think there's a you. And then you have other devils outside of you, because you believe in the devil inside of you. You have other devils outside of you, inside of other, validating evil and calling it good. Validating a false self and calling it good. What a mess. I remember when black people had a whole bunch of common sense. They were independent thinkers. They were not group thinkers. They were free. They didn't have leaders. As a matter of fact, when the so-called civil rights movement came about, older black people were telling young black people, especially our family members, don't get involved in that mess with Martin Luther King and all that mess, stirring up mess. Don't go to those stupid rallies. That ain't nothing but mess. You maintain your independence. And those that listen to the elders, they didn't get involved, and they maintained their independence. Those that got involved with the so-called civil rights movement, they lost themselves because they joined forces with the crowd. And the crowd is always wrong. Always wrong. So when you follow the crowd, just know that you're wrong, even though they're validating your wrongness, because they need you to validate their wrongness. But that's what happened to the blacks. And then from that, they took away the fathers, and the mothers took over, and the mother, you know, made it worse, and so on and so on. Government got involved, and so on, and Scooby-Doo. But I want you to know, and this you can find out for yourself, if you want to prove me wrong. The crowd is always wrong. I don't care what the reason for the crowd, religious reasons, secular reasons, Ala'u'aba reasons, whatever the reason is. The crowd, union reasons, they want to increase union races and all that mess. The crowd is always wrong. And that's why it's been said only the man or the woman that's willing to travel alone, stand alone, shall find or enter into the kingdom of heaven. It's been said because it knew that the crowd was not going to enter into the kingdom because you have made the crowd your God. They validate your wrong self, and you validate theirs. Why do you think when you go to your mama, and not all cases, but most cases, when you go to your mama to say, Mama, I'm sorry for resenting you. I'm wrong. I realize now you couldn't help yourself. And most mamas, what do? Do they say, oh, wow, that's amazing. You're right. I was wrong. I'm wrong. Or what do they do? They go and build an army against you. They got, now that you said, Mama, I forgive you, all mamas too, except for a few. They go and build a crowd because Mama can't have the knowing that she raised you wrong. She raised you with evil and not with love. So she go and tell the other children or the uncles and the cousins and everybody else, he or she said they forgive me. They hate me. Oh, Mama, I can't believe they said that about you. Oh, Mama, you're a good mama. She's building a crowd, a team to help confirm that she's wrong, to make her feel right. But there's one every blue moon. So when you look outside and you see a blue moon, one mother has said, son or daughter, you're right. I did raise you with anger. I'm sorry. I did turn you away from your father. I hate your father, especially if you look like your daddy. But I was wrong. You're right about that. Then you see a blue moon. You don't have to be you anymore. And when you stop being you, no more crying, no more fear, no more sadness, no more past or future, no more wondering, will I make it in life? No more wanting for anything. No more trying to be all ambitious and have a drive. All your needs will not even be thought of by you because they will automatically be met. Isn't that amazing? Yes, Jesse. But you got to look within yourself. Don't just take my word for it. I'm pointing you to the source within so you can find it for yourself. I had to look and keep, I stay watching me for the last 36 years or so. I have fear, I have doubt, I have worry, I have all this mess going on. Who am I? Help me. What's wrong? I don't want to be this way. And the Spirit of Truth allowed me to see. The Spirit of Truth said, look within, and you'll see what's wrong. And when you see it, you will overcome it. Because seeing it is overcoming it. Forgive them, Father, do not what they do because they can't see. Here's a perfect example of not being able to see. This is blind, if I ever seen blindness. This is blindness. And it's just one example. This is blindness to the core. And it's just one example. That's why you got to be in the world, but not other words. Stop doing as the world do. Fox 32 is reporting. A Walgreens in Chicago's sixth ward is closing on June 4th. And it sparked an outrage, a protest from the residents over there in Chicago. They're like, no, you can't close. What about health care for the senior people, the old people, and chronically ill? And Walker's like, according to the report, we got to close. Y'all don't do anything about your crime. Y'all don't do it. It's not safe over here in Chicago. And now you mad at us? Because we can't stay here instead of doing something about your crime and taking control of yourself. You get mad at us and say, we got to stay. It ain't going to work. Watch this from Fox 32.
questions, John, about why this Walgreens is slated to close in the first place. The doors are set to close next month, leaving thousands without close access to life-saving medication.
Everybody say Walgreens do right by us.
Walgreens do right by us.
Community members, leaders, and families rallied, saying the loss of this Walgreens at 86th and Cottage Grove won't just close a store, it will take away a critical lifeline.
We're not here to beg Walgreens to stay. We're saying that their decision is the wrong decision. And in my opinion, it should be considered a first degree corporate crime. Because the amount of people that will be hurt by this, the amount of elders that will not have access to health care is evil.
Walgreens says the store is closing due to safety concerns, including theft and violence. But residents say that doesn't match what they see day to day.
The lie that they're telling us is it's a health or a loss prevention issue. When 12th and State Street had loss prevention, they redesigned. Again, this neighborhood is not broke.
The nearest pharmacy will soon be more than a mile away, a distance residents say is especially hard for seniors.
It has been a lifeline for many. It has been a place where seniors walk, sometimes slowly, sometimes with assistance, but with dignity, to pick up their medications that keep them alive.
29 years, my husband has dealt with kidney issues. Two-time transplant, I donated the second one. Walgreens has been a staple in our lives where we come from medication. Being a transplant recipient, that means he's on lifelong medication, something we don't have time to search for, to find out where can we get what he needs.
Amazing. Rather than telling Walgreens, you know what, Walgreens, I understand why you want to leave this area. You're right, they are robbing. In the store, to the point, in some store, they have to put everything behind a glass case. You're right, Walgreens. We kept the police out of the community. We have defunded the police. We ain't let mayors that does nothing for black people in the right way. Tell black people they need to get their act together. You're right. We have not done anything about crime in this area where black people dwell. We'll change that. Don't leave. We're going to change all that. We're going to bring back the police. We're going to bring back Bell's Bond. And then we're going to make the parents raise their children and take care of their own children in the right way. They gonna blame. I have been in those stores, not that particular Walgreens, but I've been in those stores. I see black people packing their backpacks and walking out. And the workers just have to look at them and do nothing about it. It's all over the place. But they won't say. And then the male got the women up there talking for them again. Beta males. It's a mess. You want Walgreens to put their lives and their businesses at risk because you refuse to take control of your own life. Resident says the closure is part of a pattern reducing pharmacy access on the south side. You need to be armed up to go on the south side of Chicago. You need the military with you. You need ICE. Watch this from Fox 32.
Over a year ago, Walgreens shuttered locations in Bronzeville, Little Village, South Chicago, and South Shore. Another specialty pharmacy is set to close on 71st Street in the coming weeks. Residents say this shows there's a pattern.
They closed 63rd and King Drive. They closed 63rd 23rd and Halsted. They closed 47 in Ashland. They closed 63rd in Kedzie.
To pick up prescriptions, it takes people 45 to an hour.
Prescriptions will be automatically transferred after the store closes June 4th to a location about 1.3 miles away on East 87th Street. And patients will be eligible for 90 days of free delivery. But not everyone has reliable transportation.
My aunt lives four blocks away from this Walgreens. She doesn't have a vehicle. She doesn't have transportation. She doesn't have a way to get to the Walgreens on Stony Island unless I take off of work, because her child, her only child, lives in Michigan.
For some, the impact is personal and immediate.
I have a 76 and a half year old mother that had a lung transplant, and the medications that she take compromises her immune system, so she can't be around people. I'm holding a bag with medicine that my mother takes every single day for the rest of her life. Every pill bottle in here has a Walgreens cap on.
It's amazing to me, not one person saying, at least in this soundbite, in the first one, well, I understand why Walgreens is leaving. We don't keep our... We let crime go crazy. We turn our area to hoods. I understand why Walgreens is leaving. I don't blame them. This is the darndest thing I ever seen. You still want to follow the crowd? I want to give you a quick example of the crime in Chicago. Just how bad it is. This is just one example from X. A black man walked up to an Asian guy thinking that he was a security guard and stole his phone. Watch this from X. Amazing. According to a report, it turned out that Asian man is actually a Chicago police officer. He was a police. And the black guy thought he was, according to a report, a security guard. The man is a police officer, and now the black guy going to jail. What's wrong with the blacks? And you heard the black people standing around watching this happen. They're cheering for the criminal. Now do you understand why Walgreens is leaving? Walgreens has no obligation to these people at all. They have to put their lives and their business first. And just because, I mean, not Walgreens, did I say Walmart? Walgreens. I did say Walgreens. Hey, be quiet. He always sent me notes, confusing me. Walgreens have no obligation, nor does Walmart. But these people, I really, really, really want you to pay attention to these so-called black, some of them are supposed to be like black leaders in there, the men and the women. They are blaming Walmart for leaving, and not one of them said, I understand why. I don't blame Walmart. So mama got to walk a little farther for her medication. Go ahead, mama. You just have to walk. These boots are made for walking. That's what I'm going to do. And if you don't watch out, I'm going to walk all over you. So this happened at Walgreens there in Chicago. It's happening all around. Back in a moment. 888-77-JESSE. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. Heaven and not earth, and men and women are not God. Just imagine if those black males and females got together and said, you know what? They have the same number of crowd there. I understand why Walgreens is leaving. There's the south side of Chicago. Now that he put Walmart on my mind, well, I can't blame him, but he said make that suggestion. And that's what I'm thinking about now, Walmart. What the? But, and they say to, and I saw this report on the American Anchor Baby yesterday. He was talking about this story too. And he made the point. They said, you know what? Police, I'm sorry, y'all not police brutality. Come on back down here and help us. If those black men and women were saying that, hey, get rid of this liberal mayor that doesn't even care about this or us, everything would change immediately. But you got the adult male confirming the criminals, black people. But anyway, I got to remind you, we got this all together now, and this, what I'm about, everybody, wake up. Watch this. This is so amazing. It makes you want to slap your mama. This is about the 250-year celebration of America. And I'm happy to be a part of that. I love America. And so we now have the American Hope Coin. Watch this. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America, and they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. Isn't that amazing? Yes, Jesse, that's truly amazing. All the way from Alabama to having your face on silver coin. not only is it is an investment, it is an appreciation. And every dime that we get from that go back to bond to get the work done. I'm not going to even keep the money for myself. And thanking you for helping us to help others. This is an investment. This is mind-blowing. What? So first I get my coffee, Punchy's coffee. And now my own silver American Hope coin. Go to call 800-411-BOND. Or you can go to jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop. Amazing, huh? 888-7753-773. If you want a life, you got to lose a false life. You don't have to be you anymore. All right? And thank you in advance. It's an investment, and it's amazing. Let me go to Cora out of Michigan. Cora, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. Congratulations on that.
Isn't that amazing? Thank you.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's so cool. So I just wanted to call this morning and ask for some advice on something.
Okay.
I have a few questions here. I'll make them quick. But basically, I've apologized for resenting my parents about a year ago, and I just wanted to see, and I could be looking into this, but it is worth asking. So them or anyone else I would have got angry at after apologizing for resenting them, are they still forgiven, even though I might have got angry at them after the fact, like anybody, or is that something I should just not think about and let go of, or...
Repeat that. I'm sorry, you're not clear. Make that clear. That question.
So,
clear.
So I apologize for resenting my parents about a year ago.
Okay.
And I just wanted to, like, make sure that anyone that I got angry at after forgiving them, that they're still, like, forgiven, even though I got angry at them after. Because, like you said, when you forgive your parents, you forgive the world. But if I got angry at someone after forgiving my parents, whether it was my parents or somebody else, are they still forgiven to this day?
When you say if you got angry at someone else, will they be forgiven? And who are you referring to? When you say
the devil.
When you say you get angry, who are you referring to?
The evil spirits inside me.
So why are you continuing to call them you?
See, that's the one thing. I'm actually getting a lot better at that, actually very much so, but I just wanted to make sure, did I have to do anything further than that, because it was after I forgave my parents. You know, I just wanted to make sure.
If there is no you to get angry, why do you call them you? And why do you think there is a you to forgive anymore? If you realize there is no you.
Well, I mean other people for being angry at them.
I know, but if there's no... How can a no you get angry at anyone?
Oh, so I see what you're saying. So
That was a question.
Okay, yeah. I can't.
So then why do you think you need to forgive if there's no you to ever get angry again? Or why do you even think you're getting angry at someone else?
At the time, I felt like it was me. Now, today, that speaking, I am seeing clearer and clearer that that is not something God would ever give me. So it is becoming clearer.
Well, you stay with it, and Why don't you stop thinking about you? What would happen if you never thought of you again? If you just never thought of you again, what would happen?
Every day I say, I know I set myself up, but I would love that. I think I'd have no problems if I didn't think about myself, really.
And why don't you do that is stop thinking of you.
This is a perfect follow-up to that.
No, that was a question.
Okay, let me finish that. What would happen if I saw? Well, you ask that knowing the devil is going to make me think about me. But I know that I can ignore it. That's what I do know.
So why would you do it?
I know I can ignore it.
You ignore it by being aware of the thought that comes to you, and it says you are angry, or I can't believe they said that to you or about you or to you. Those are not you. Those are that's the devil in you, and you keep calling the devil you. How will you ever? Yeah. How will the devil ever leave you and all his little demons leave you if you keep calling them you?
Well, he can't, and I feel like a conscious in me knows like that's a silly question to even ask because I don't care nor resent anybody. And I understand at the time I might have been angry, but now I understand like what's driving me is also driving them. So if I understand that, it's logical enough for me not to be even second guessing if I'm angry, you know what I mean? So I already know that. And so I do believe that I am listening to the devil. You're right.
Not you're totally listening to him. You're not listening to God when you're listening to thoughts.
No.
When you listen to the imagination, the thoughts, you're and the devil won. And especially you're calling him you. I got mad at someone. I forgave my parents, but now I'm mad at Sally because Sally did this. You communicate with the devil. He's using your voice, pretending that you, and then he give you emotions, and you say, I'm the emotions. I'm mad.
That's exactly what's going on. And what makes me realize, too, is maybe I wouldn't believe I had anger if I stopped believing the thoughts telling me that I'm mad. Because maybe I'm not mad at all. Maybe it's literally just a thought saying I'm mad, and I'm just staying in the cycle. So you're 100% right.
But listen to you, the fact that you think that there's a you also think that you're mad.
Right.
There's a spirit of evil in you that's mad. There is no thinking in reality. There's no thinking at all about those things, especially. You think about what you're going to eat, your practical stuff. I'm going to the market. I'm going to whatever, but I got to be at work at 8. But there's no thinking in life.
I should pay no mind to those thoughts at all.
Right. Just be aware that they're trying to make you do it, but don't do it. And do nothing about it and let the light destroy the darkness, the false self.
So back to what Pearl was saying, which was so interesting, which I love when she calls because she has good stuff to talk about. But I noticed that the devil tells the same thing to everyone because a same gentleman at your service a couple weeks ago said the same thing. So I wonder if more people are dealing with it. But you said one time when you forgive, you forget. And instantly my mind used that against me. And I wonder if that's why you say, I don't want to tell you guys this, but I'm going to anyways, because the devil uses it.
Yes.
But the devil is constantly reminding me of something that happened with my parents when I was little, or when I see the word mom, my heart drops. The devil's constantly making me think that like I still have this resentment, and he's constantly reminding me of things that people did to me. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God, well, if I forget, why am I not forgetting? But you told Pearl yesterday, like, it's just the devil tempting you. But if that's the case, why does the devil have the authority to tempt us like that and make us think that we didn't forgive? Like, I'm confused with that.
Because you're not watching the thoughts. You're communicating with them, giving them life, rather than just seeing it as a thought, because it's nothing but a thought. and just don't give it any communication, any play at all. Just watch it. Go on with your day, with your life. And if you've caught up with one, shake it in your boot, you still go on to work and have your meals and do what you do, being aware so that you can die from those. And they will be taken away from you. And eventually, there will be no more thinking at all. They won't be inside of you to think about anything, because they have to make a home in somebody else.
So what's the difference between someone remembering and not forgiving than, like, the thoughts just tempting you and it's just a thought? What's the difference between those two?
The thought remind them that somebody stole their wallet, and because they think that they're reminding themselves, they react. They get mad, or they get scared, they become afraid, or whatever. If they just had the thought with no reaction, then the memories would disappear as well.
So if I just let the thought go, then the memory's going to just follow. It's just going to go over time. Okay.
And then
so there's nothing actually wrong.
And then eventually, if you want to use that as an example, you would remember in a way where it will not affect you. If you want to say, oh, I remember years ago somebody stole my wallet and I got so mad and I realized I was wrong. And you would think about that then, but it would not affect you at all because it would be used for discussion purposes only.
Right. So it's all lies in my head. It's all lies, just constantly lying to me about that.
He is the spirit, the deceiver of lies. There's no truth in him. He has no relationship with God. If you notice angry people, anyone who has anger / resentment or any type of reaction to life at all, they have no relationship with God at all. It doesn't matter how many Bibles they read or Qurans or Jewish Bibles or whatever. If they have any anger, they have no relationship with God. Their whole relationship is with evil, but they call it God, but it's evil.
Jesse, can you reassure me that I'm going the right way and I should just stay here and I'm not doing anything I shouldn't be, because I want to make sure I'm on that straight and narrow you talk about. But I feel like I'm swaying off when I listen to thoughts.
It is working. You're fine. And when you listen to thoughts, just realize you're in a thought but nothing else. Come back to be aware of where you are, what you're doing, blah, blah, blah. You'll be fine. Just come back to yourself.
So I just wanted to ask one more thing about anger, and I can let you go. But, you know, I was on my walk the other day, and it could have been a thought, but I guess sometimes you kind of say ponder that stuff too. So maybe I was just kind of thinking about it. But, you know, like when we go to our parents and we say, hey, you know, I'm sorry for resenting you, you're coming before the Lord and humbling yourself and basically turning your cheek away from evil. And that's very deep for a lot of people, because that's hard. And what I realized about that is you are dropping evil right then and there. You're turning your face away from what you've been listening to your whole life and humbling yourself in front of evil. And in that case, to me, that seems like you dropped your anger then. So if you're experiencing anger after that, that's just the devil tempting you, thinking, telling you still have something that God took away right then and there.
100%.
So, yeah, so I pondered that, and I was like, oh, wow, because you know how you say, like, you can't inherit the kingdom of heaven if you have anger? Well, you don't have anger. It's just in your body making you think you still have anger when you dropped it then and there.
You're repeating yourself, but absolutely.
Well, that's a blessing to me, because I've been thinking this whole time I still have anger because it's still in my body. The devil was just lying to me about that, and it's been like hell thinking that. So it was a blessing to realize that, really.
Yes. Okay. Absolutely.
All right. Cool.
And you stay with it. Just stay with it and stay present. And you got a little light, and the light going to get brighter and brighter and brighter. And the darkness will become less and less and less.
I still experience really, really heavy fear, but I know that's the devil just trembling inside me.
Yes.
And I sit through it. I eat with it. I sleep with it. I go to work with it, like you say. It's real tough. It's a hard emotion to go through, but I'm staying strong, Jesse, and I'm listening to your show. I'm doing my silent prayer, and I'm having a way to see about salvation.
Stay with it. Salvation is right here, right now. And the moment you stop thinking about you, Foss, you enter right into the kingdom of heaven. You walk right into salvation.
By ignoring the thoughts about me.
Yes.
Got it.
By ignoring thoughts about yourself, about others, and everything.
Yeah. So weird that it's all been thoughts, and it literally can, like, it's so weird how a thought can make somebody absolutely insane.
Thoughts drive people nuts. That's why people are committing all type of evil is happening right here on earth because of thoughts. Your thoughts are not your own. Your thoughts are not from God. The imagination should lay down the imagination. He tell you to lay down the imagination. Those thoughts are not from me. They're not from you. Those are the thoughts of evil, the evil one.
I'm so excited to be able to possibly experience the love of the Lord instead of the fear of the devil I had my whole life. Like, that is something I'm like, oh my gosh, there's a whole nother way of life. That's just crazy, you know?
Absolutely. It is amazing.
All right, Jesse. Well, I appreciate your time this morning. This was important to me, and I think this is a good thing for me this week to ignore all thoughts about me and keep it up.
And stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. I'm telling you, you just stay with it. Endure to the end, and you get the prize.
No matter how long it takes, you say.
It doesn't matter how painful the walk is or how long it takes. You stay with it, all right?
Okay, I will.
All right, Cora.
All right, Jesse. Congratulations again.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
All right, take care.
Bye now. 888-7753. 773. Super chat.
Jermaine's been a member for 1 month saying, what the?
Right on. Thank you, Jerome. What the?
Mighty Joe blogs with a couple of super chats. One retracted. The other one says, Jesse Lee, you are amazing.
Amazing. Thank you.
I look forward to White History Month. July just feels right being white. Much love from Australia.
July is White History Month, and July just feels white. And we're going to be celebrating our 9th year. I believe it's 9, right?
Indeed.
Of White History Month, and that's amazing.
Barry, 5 coffees. Thank you, Jesse and Hake, for your handling of all those with Israel Derangement Syndrome. All the best.
If you don't love all, you love none. Not even God. If you don't love all, you don't love the Son, and you don't love the Father, and you don't love yourself. What? Nah, amazing. Thank you.
Bree K, 5 coffees. Good morning, Jesse. What's wrong with the blacks? Thanks, hands, heart.
Oh, amazing. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. What's wrong with the blacks? There are a lot of blacks, or some blacks are starting to wake up when they hear about, you know what, you're right. I do resent my mama or my grandmama. My mama ain't no queen. Thank you.
Robert, 5. A lot of comments that I see and hear about Jewish people in the country of Israel, mind-boggling. I think many people are having thoughts that are not their own. Tell me about the good old days.
They are having thoughts that are not their own. They don't realize it. That's why you must forgive them. They are asleep. They know not what they do. Amazing. Thank you.
And we'll have to read the rest of these later, y'all. Thank you kindly.
Amazing. I got to take a quick break. The Hake news is coming now, and I'll be back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she would do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
All kinds of mess going on in this here world. Am I right? Or am I right? Election results from Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan set the stage from the high-stakes midterm contests. According to AP, they say White House officials also are stepping up calls for China to help open up the Strait of Hormuz ahead of Trump and Xi meeting up. Xi Jinping, that is. Do not call him Winnie the Pooh. Respect him. But Winnie the Pooh is cool, too. Anyway, and the price of gasoline moves even higher. I heard that it's 50% higher than it was before the war. And nice, whatever, who cares? Some of you guys care. And what a mess. A man was sentenced to death for killing that 7-year-old girl. We covered it on the Jason Lee Peterson show. I thought it was a black dude, but it wasn't. And it makes more sense that it wasn't. But it's a white man, white-looking man, with autism, who was a FedEx driver, Federal Express, you know. He, I guess he bumped into a 7-year-old girl. She was fine. I mean, she was going to survive. She wasn't even hurt that bad. But he panicked and kidnapped her and tried to, you know, do her in quickly. And that didn't work. So he had to do her in with a struggle. She's like, are you my kid? Are you a kidnapper? And sure enough, he was. And he killed her at her Texas home. 7-year-old girl, white girl. And he was delivering Christmas presents to her or the family. Terrible. And so he's been sentenced to death. This was in Texas. And so what a mess. And good news, I guess, for the vapors. Don't vape, kids. But anyway, the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, announces its first okay for fruit-flavored e-cigarettes for adults, of course, adults only, in a major shift under Trump. The FDA is authorizing its first fruit-flavored e-cigarettes in the United States amid political pressure. You know, back in the good old days, in the early days of the vaping, you could have, like, sweet, a little vapor. But then they tried to cancel that because it was supposedly protecting kids, you know, because they were targeting kids, children. But now it's okay again. You got your freedom back. Maybe they'll get rid of seatbelt laws, too. Not. And today in history, in 1937, this is Wednesday, May 6th, AD 2026. But in 1937, the hydrogen-filled German airship, the Hindenburg, caught fire and crashed. Oh, the humanity, some reporter guy, I think, was saying as it was happening. Crashed in New Jersey. Wow. So, old news from Hake. May 6th, that's when that happened. Terrible. Other things happened in May 6th, but whatever. But Trump-backed candidates did win the majority of the GOP, Grand Old Party, Republican Party, primary races for the Indiana Senate. I guess that's the state Senate, because how many candidates would there be that would win primaries for that? I don't know. But anyway, Vivek Ramaswamy won the GOP nomination for governor of Ohio. He's going to go against some, is it a woman? Is it a Democrat woman who's running for governess of Ohio? So you guys better vote for Vivek. Now you got all you no Hindus people better vote for the Hindu. I'm looking at you, Mays and Art and others from Ohio. Anyway, but do what you want, of course. No endorsement implied. Info may be false. Hake does not represent Bond, JLP, or even myself. And anyway, Democrat Sherrod Brown, he's white. 72, 73-ish years old. His grandpa was a Sherrod, like Campbell or something, down south. Anyway, he won the Democrat seat nomination, Senate nomination in Ohio. I think it's the U.S. Senate, setting up a key so-called battleground race. Former Senator Sherrod Brown won Ohio's Democrat primary, securing the party's Senate nomination. So I guess former senator going to turn senator again? I don't know. But Sherrod Brown, I've heard that name before. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour three. I mean, hour two.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, do you get mad, angry, or mad at anyone who disagree with you? Do you get mad? If so, why? And if not, why not? Why is it that you don't get mad? Isn't that an amazing question for those who want to overcome? Know thyself. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you got to do whatever it is you got to do. Go to Hurstboro or Union Spring. Or run down to Birmingham. Maybe right up to Montgomery. Or maybe just take a walk or a swim or whatever. You can podcast the show and listen on your phone as it is happening anywhere in the world by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go and buy me on coffee.com/JLP talk. Buy me on coffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is Wednesday, which means it is Black Excellence Hour. That was the day when America was beautiful and amazing. And this is now. This is Black Excellence. What's wrong with the blacks?
Yeah, I don't know. Nobody can actually know.
There's no love in the blacks.
Everybody hates us.
No.
Not all, but most.
Right. So that's what's wrong with the blacks.
That's what's wrong with the blacks.
I love the blacks. Amazing. There are black people around the world, almost in Black America. There are a few blacks waking up, too, and they are forgiving and overcoming. They are going back to mama. Mama, grandmama, I resented you. I now understand. I become like you because you become like what you hate, and you become like what you love. You first you love me, and then you hate me. That's a game for a fool. Break up just to make up. Make up to break up. You don't have to be you anymore. And you were created so that love can enter into the earth. You were created so that the Father, God, can create love through you unto the world. But no, you have chosen the devil, and you don't want to change. You'd rather bring hate and anger and resentment and destruction upon the earth rather than love. You rather represent evil rather than good. And woe unto the man or the woman that calls good evil and evil good. And anyone that has anger, resentment, agitation, restlessness, you're calling evil good, whether you admit it, know it, or whatever. And speaking of the black, my producer gave me this story this morning, and I just don't know what to think about it. I ain't never heard of anything like this. But this is hell on earth. Nothing surprises me about human beings anymore. I'm not surprised anymore about anything concerning human beings. Isn't that amazing? And I used to be surprised, but not anymore. This is from X. Did you hear about this? The so-called first black transgender model with quadriplegic cerebral palsy is going viral. And I want you to hear why. Watch this from X.
When I first started working, I was an anomaly to the industry. Arguably, in many ways today, really, I still am. I think it's time to say the quiet part out loud. The fashion industry is unlikely to book or pay black trans feminine and or physically disabled models to do runway, editorial, and or campaign because of an absence of whiteness.
So this black man saying that the white man won't let them do, white people won't let them do modeling because of the transgender thing? I don't know. Nick, you understood that?
Besides it being Nick, some stretch to blame whiteness,
oh,
besides
yeah.
that?
Oh, then that's what happened. There is something now they're blaming yeah. whiteness. This so-called, quote-unquote, transgender is blaming whiteness for not being able to be a runway model. That is the dumbest. Satan, what's wrong with the devil? What's wrong with, what else you going to come up with, Satan? This is hell on earth. Earth is not heaven. And human beings are not God. Grok is reporting that this person became the first wheelchair user at a 2026 Met Gala theme. I don't know what that is. But anyway, here's this somebody from X. That's that person that was talking on the first somebody. And they say that there's a male that's trying to be a woman. Tell me this ain't hell on earth. Shout out. Bless you. Shout out. Let me go to Earl out of Michigan. Earl, you are on the air.
Jesse,
hey, Earl.
I have a new biblical question.
Do you ever get mad at anyone who disagree with you. Why or why not?
Yeah, I got angry at there is a person in the group in the chat. He kept saying that Jesse a coward.
Do you ever get angry at anyone for disagreeing with you?
Yeah, I just told you.
You do, and why do you get angry?
Because he kept calling you a coward.
But what's the person getting angry about that?
That person was getting angry at you, and I got angry at him back.
But why? What good is it doing you or the situation? And I'll respond on Sunday to the biblical question, but my...
We have to fight.
What?
We have to fight against the children of the lion and people who are spreading false information.
But why would good... Why do you think good have to fight darkness?
Because someone needs to defend you on your behalf.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate that, Earl. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you, man. But you don't have to fight. Lay your weapon down. Get off the battlefield. If you want to win a fight, stop fighting. Let's say that this situation that's happening in Iran right now, if both parties laid their weapons down, would the fight still go on or would it be over? Let's say you go to the rally to fight for whatever you think you want, and then nobody shows up to fight against you. What will you do? You're like, I'll have it where the boss will. And you'll go home, right? Because there will be no fight. Even if one quit fighting. What does that mean, Hank? Come here, Hank. While Hank is coming in, I want to go to Josh out of Texas. Josh, you are on the air. Hey, Josh. From Texas. No,
hey,
Josh. Oh.
Hey, what's going on, Jesse? What's up, baby? What's up?
All is well, Josh.
Hey, Jesse, I have a question. I'm going to tell you something. Well, let me do the Iran
one. Are you on the speakerphone or something, Josh? Come back to you. Come
close. No, I'm not. I'm on regular phone.
Okay, come close to your phone. Go ahead.
Is that better?
Yes, sir. Yeah, much better.
The thing with the Iran war that a lot of people are not looking at, because a lot of people just hate. Trump is dominating as far as with the oil. All the people that we are indebted to, that $39 trillion in debt, they buy oil from Iran. If we control the oil from Iran and control the oil around the world, we're about to eliminate that debt, like 90 going north, because they're going to have to start purchasing oil from us. North Korea, China, all our people that we're indebted with, they will now have to spend that money with us and buy that oil from us, and that's going to help our debt in a tremendous way. So sometimes it's not all about, oh, we siding with the Jews and we buddy-buddy with Jews, drinking coffee and hanging out. Sometimes our interest needs to be taken care of as well, and if you have to use somebody else, like on a chessboard, in order to get that accomplished, then we get that accomplished. So there is a plus side of it, and that does benefit America.
I think that most people, those who wait, have a wait-and-see attitude, and those who are not having a wait-and-see attitude but hoping that the president lose, I think they're going to be quite surprised how amazing everything is going to turn out. Because Donald Trump, the great white hope, he knows what he's doing. And he knows how to fight in the right way. So it's going to be fine.
Yeah, I absolutely believe that. Like I said, because he don't do anything just to do it. He does things to get things accomplished. There's nothing this man has done where he's just doing something or going with what somebody told him to do.
Yeah.
He don't do that. He ain't never did that.
And if you notice, just because you put pressure on him, he's not going to let you force him to make decisions or do things that it's not time to do yet. He's just taking time. You're up there bitching about it and carrying on. He doesn't care about that. He still takes his time, and he does what he has to do.
Absolutely. And since it is Black Excellence Wednesday, I got a theory and basically a point to where we're going to fix. Because you know how all these black kids are running amok in the streets. They doing these takeovers, going in these gas stations, going just completely running amok and tearing things up.
Yeah.
When the white kids were shooting up the schools, they passed laws, and the laws attacked the parents and held the parents accountable. How are you not holding these black parents accountable for these kids? You will solve this problem in a quick, fast, and a hurry, because my dad and them always told me, you better not have them people in my house, boy. If yeah. you start letting these people start getting charged for these things or what their kids doing, punching the cops, tearing up stores, you start holding the parents accountable and charging these black parents, I guarantee you this will stop. Guarantee you it
you
will
stop.
You
make a very good point, because at first when I heard that they were going to punish the parents for some of the things that the kids were doing, I'm like, how are the parents going to be responsible? They're not out there. They can't stop. But you're right. These parents are not raising these children right. They're not with any love at all. And you're right that if the parents have to pay the price, too, I guarantee you, as you've just said, this thing will start to change.
Look at the boys on the cruise. The father trying to break that fight up, because the father would have just came in, snatched the kid up, and say, man, what are you doing? You embarrassing us on this cruise. There's nothing but women. The boy that had to break the PlayStation because he threw his mama cat down. You got mad at him and resorted in anger and made him tear up a gang system because you mad about a cat. And guess what?
No
daddy there.
Yeah.
There's no daddy there in sight. There are no daddies in sight whatsoever. So, of course, it falls on the beta male that lets the black woman take over. But the black woman is the major problem in our community. And if these men don't stand up and put this black woman in her place, it's doomed. But we're going to have to skip a generation, because these boys have been raised by their mama. They don't have no male figure in their life, and they don't know anything about authority. And their mama is mad at their daddy anyway.
And
so they mad at the world. And it's doomed.
If it's true if this story was true, well, and we played that story here, the soundbite, that woman doesn't see that her son was angry just like her. He had become like her. Who is punishing her for not having any love for him? And she's punishing him, but no one is punishing her. He became like the mama.
Exactly. And when you see all these stories, there's never a father standing at the news conference speaking. If there is a father there, he's quiet and letting the woman speak.
Yeah.
Every single time.
I appreciate it, but I got to run. Thank you.
No problem, man. I love y'all, man. Black Excellence Wednesday, baby.
Black Excellence. Thank you, man. Oh, amazing. Hey, you said even if one quit the fighting?
Yeah, because you said imagine if both sides, Iran and the U.S. or our side,
right,
laid down the weapons, there would be no war, obviously.
Right.
But if one of them quit fighting, it feels like the war would end too.
That's a really good point. And I've thought about this before, and as you were speaking, it came to my mind. Just imagine you are a boxer, and I'm a boxer.
Uh-huh.
We're like good bossers, and we make a lot of money bossing. And so there's a fight coming up, and then you show up and get in the ring, you're jumping around, and you're ready to knock me out. Mama said, knock me out. And I don't show up for the fight. Who are you going to fight with?
The air.
You're right. If one quit fighting, the fight is over.
Right.
If one quit fighting, the fight is over. That other person can't fight by themselves. They need a response. So you stop fighting. Don't fight with anyone. Let people say and think and live their own life, whatever they want. Leave them in their misery, and don't you fight with them. You walk away and be free. Unless you're protecting yourself physically, if somebody trying to physically hurt you, you have the Second Amendment. But if that's not happening, there's no fight. There's nothing there to fight. All right? Stop fighting. You've been taught all your life to be strong. Fight back. Stand up. You were deceived. The Spirit of Truth said, lay your weapon down. Don't fight. And the Spirit of Truth will fight your battle for you. Because the battle is evil. You're fighting, you're trying to fight with evil. Let me go to Tony out of California. Tony, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How
hey,
are you?
Hey, Tony. How are you?
Well, I have three questions I want to ask you.
Okay.
And see what your opinion is. My first opinion is it okay to hate?
Your first opinion or your first question?
Oh, my first question. I'm sorry. First question. You were correct.
Go ahead.
So is it okay to hate someone or hate people?
You heard me say over and over for the last 100 years, there's no ever a reason to be judgment, angry toward anyone about anything.
Okay, so the reason why I asked that is because you judge black people every day, all day on your show, and Donald Trump said
how do
he
I
hates
judge them?
The Democrats.
How do I judge them?
Donald Trump said
how
he
do
hates
I
the
judge
Democrats.
Them? No, no, no. Come back. You said I judge them. How?
Well, you say that, you know, everyone on earth hates the blacks, the black people, not all now, but most are destroying the country.
But tell me something that you're not telling me how I hate them. You're telling me what I present.
No,
that,
no.
That
I didn't say you.
I show
I,
what
I didn't
you
say
said. You did.
I didn't say you hate. I didn't say you hate. I said Donald Trump said he
no,
hates.
No, you said I hate him.
Well, I said you judge. I said you judge.
But judgment is hate.
Okay, well, okay then. That includes
how
yourself.
Do
you
hate,
do it every day.
How do I hate them?
You say it every day.
How
every
do I,
day on
where
your show,
hate,
5 days
Tony?
A week.
Where's your hate?
Huh?
If you can, huh?
You, said, get,
you can
you
hear.
Just said, you just said judging is hate. You said that, correct?
Right.
Correct?
Right.
Okay, so where do you, everything you say against black folks, you are judging them. Or, as you say, you are hating them.
So how am I judging them if I show them fighting in the streets and running to stores and stuff, stealing and them blaming the white man? How am I hating them? I'm just showing what they're doing.
Okay, so if you're showing them what they're doing, instead of going out there and speak with the people or going out there to direct the people, you are passing judgment,
Tony,
against black.
I speak with them.
You don't say
day.
Nothing against white folks out here that's destroying the country for ever since the country been into existence.
Tony.
Yes.
Let's say that. I did that. I said, every day I talk about everything the white man done, how would that help the blacks? How would that stop them from doing what they're doing? How would that help them?
How would it help them?
Yeah.
How about encouraging them?
No, that's
how
not
about
the question. That's not the question.
Well, you just, that is a question you just
Tony,
asked me.
How would that help them?
Encourage the blacks to do what's correct in the eyes of other people and in the eyes of themselves.
And do I have to point out the white man problem in order to do that?
Yes, you do, because
why?
The white man is the one that because they are the one that destroying the people, thought patterns and ways of action.
So the
look
blacks,
at January 6th.
So the white people,
look at January 6th,
the white
Jesse.
People are destroying the black. The white people are destroying the blacks.
Ever since they stepped foot on this land.
And how they...
Look what's going on.
So
the
you're saying
look,
that... Hold on, hold on.
I'm going to give you an example. I'm going to give you an example, Jesse. Yeah, I understand.
Hold on.
I'm listening.
You said the white people are destroying the blacks. So are you saying that white people are so powerful that they're destroying black people?
Of course they are.
So how
that
come...
That was called racism.
And so how come the white people have so much power but the blacks don't?
Because one thing, they make laws to destroy the blacks' rights like they're doing today in 2026.
Tony, how come white people have, why do white people have power and where do they get their power from and the black people don't have power?
From the guns.
Let me ask you this. What is power?
What is power?
Yeah.
Manipulation. Strength, guns, psychology, medicine, that's power, okay?
And why do you call material things power?
Because if I shoot you, I killed you. That's
Tony,
power over you.
Why do you call
if
me?
If I hold a gun, if
Tony,
I hold a gun
down.
In your face
so
and say,
talk.
Give me your
calm
money.
Calm down.
I'm talking to you, Jesse.
Hold on a minute. Calm down. Why do you call material things power?
Once again, Jesse, if I hold a gun to you and say, give me your money, that's power over your ability to defend yourself.
And why do you call that power?
I just explained it to you.
Why do you call
that power?
What part
do you understand?
Why do you call
that power?
What
part do you didn't understand? Jesse, can we keep on going like we're going?
Yeah.
I just explained what power
is. Why do
you call
that power? That's not power.
If I change the laws and said that you have no rights to vote, that's power.
How's that power?
We could go on to doomsday on the same
Tony,
thing.
How
you
is that power?
That.
How is that?
How is
not
it?
Voting, how is that power?
That could give you no right to speak for yourself and for what's right for yourself. That's power.
Tony, that doesn't even make any sense at all.
Yes, it do. But let me ask you, Jesse, is it right for the
wait,
president?
I'm going to let you do it.
No, you stay
with
me. No, you're not. You can always lie.
Bye, Tony.
Go ahead, Jesse.
888-77 Jesse. Let me go to Bonnie. My Bonnie flies over the ocean. Bonnie, you are on
yes.
the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Bonnie.
It's so good that I can be on the phone with you. It's so nice that you let everybody call in and share their emotions and their thoughts.
Amazing.
How kind of you.
Oh, amazing.
Amazing. I just wanted to call in today and say thank you for the truth, and we are so grateful for your show, and I'm so grateful that I'm just so grateful for you, Jesse. I'm so excited. I got to calm it down. Oh, and my one back there screaming, Avia, she's excited too, but she don't know how to do it.
Amazing.
But anyways, the main thing that I want to say is that you are like at the top of the food chain in this whole world with the truth in. It's liberating, and I'm so grateful that I get to bow down to the men. And when my beast comes out, the evil side that everybody has, I can identify it now, and we're here now, and I'm so grateful for you, Jesse. And that's all I had to say.
Thank you, Bonnie. Stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with us. I appreciate it. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes. Take care.
All right, now. Bye now. 888-775-3773. Thank you, Bonnie. Super.
Super chat.
Alexander from Florida, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. I struggle with having too much to do and not enough time and energy to do it. How should I handle these two imposters, motivation and procrastination?
Repeat that.
I struggle with having too much to do and not enough time to do it. How should I handle these two imposters, motivation, and procrastination?
I don't understand the question.
All right. So,
do you?
Not exactly, but a little bit. Let me see. He's struggling. He doesn't have enough time to do the stuff that he needs to do, claims he. But he seems to imply that he's motivated, but he also procrastinates. And he calls them imposters. And how does he handle those imposters of motivation?
Who is that?
Alexander from Florida.
Alexander from Florida. Make that clear. It's not clear. Make it one question and make it clear, because I don't want to guess, have to break, figure it out and then give you the wrong answer or wrong response to it. So you can either call me about it, 888-77-JESSE, or make it clear on what you're saying. Thank you.
Can I ask one more time his simple question?
What?
Can I ask one more time his simple question?
Oh, he sent another one already?
No, it was just a simple question at the end. How do I handle motivation and procrastination?
How you know that's what he asked?
That's what he asked.
He had a bunch of other stuff on top.
He added a bunch of other stuff, but if I just ask the question part, then it is simple.
Repeat it.
How do I handle motivation and procrastination?
Get rid of both of them. Don't think about either one of those and just do, if that's the question, just do what's in front of you. That's all. Just do it. Get up and do it. Amazing. Thank you.
Maryland, Psalm 2:1-6. Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth take their stand. The rulers conspire against the Lord, his anointed one. And this is not pithy enough for me to read the whole thing.
Keep it pithy. What now? This is not Bible Thumping Thursday, but keep it pithy even if it was.
We'll have to read the rest of these later, y'all.
Yeah, let me take a break. Thank you, by the way.
Thank you, Bill.
I got to take a break. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Welcome back. Couple announcement number one. The Billy brand new episode with Bill today on Punchy TV. PUNCHIE.TV with Bill today at 2 p.m. Brand new episode. Isn't that amazing? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. And then, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. So, at 2 p.m., check out a live, brand-new episode on Punchy.TV with Bill. And then, Friday, if the Lord is willing, a brand-new episode of TheFallenState.TV. I had a very, very interesting conversation with Abby Johnson, and she is a former Planned Parenthood director turned pro-life activist. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
When I worked at Planned Parenthood, our family was very disordered. They call for women to be the heads of their home, for women to emasculate their husbands. The only marriage that is celebrated inside of the abortion industry are gay marriages. Truly, we have been knit together in our mother's wombs before our parents even knew. No one is ever a mistake.
Life is a gift from God, right? You can do what you want. You can live in misery, you can live in hell, or you can be free. Very an amazing conversation with her, Abby. Friday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. But before we get to prayer, you can support the Fallen State TV by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel. All right. Or locals, jesseleepeterson.locals.com. And then tomorrow night, if the Lord is willing and the creep don't rise, men's forum. It is the first Thursday of the month. Tomorrow night. What the? At 7 p.m. Come on down, guys. We're going all the way to the 50th floor. We know that want to go to the 100, okay. But the men and women are enduring this year. all the way to the end. 7 p.m. men's forum. And this is a celebration of America. 250 years of America. We're celebrating. I now have my own American hope coin. Watch this. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America, and they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. We only had 250 of them. And they're, when I first announced them, they started going so fast, I had to get the announcement better. I'm like, what the? So hurry, hurry, hurry. Run, don't walk. And don't blame me if they sell out before you. Like, oh, I was trying to wait. So call 800-411-BOND or go to jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop, all right? An amazing investment. You can't go wrong investing in silver. You cannot go wrong. Amazing. Let me go back to the super chat, and then we get to the cost. Super chat.
Marilyn said that Psalm 2 is deep and should be considered by many. Heart.
Which song?
The psalm that was too not pithy for me.
Oh, she sent you another one?
Psalm 2. No, this is just finishing this. Just reading the last line of the super chat.
Psalm 2?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Marilyn.
Thank you, Marilyn. And he, biblical question answer.
Do you get mad at anyone who disagrees with you? Why or why not?
Yes, because how can two walk together unless they agree? Enemies of truth seek access to execute harm. Proximity is paramount in spiritual warfare.
So they do get mad.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And that's why?
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Chris, Jesse is right about the south side of Chicago. That's the home of Leroy Brown. Baddest man in the whole darn town. He didn't say darn. Badder than old King Kong and meaner than a junkyard dog. I stand with Walgreens. Salute emoji.
I rest my case. Bad Leroy Brown. Remember that song?
Yeah.
Baddest man in the whole darn town. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. No more thoughts, Jesse. I got a parking ticket while working. And in short, anger is still with me, but I snapped out of it after driving a few minutes.
Right on. And listen, when the thought of anger comes, and because you're unconscious, because that's the only way you go with anger, don't judge yourself for it. Just realize, wow, I was in a thought. Don't judge, because that same thought that caused you to become angry or what you think is you will also make you feel guilty and you think is you and judge you or you think is you. There's no you to judge. There's no you at all, right? So stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. Amazing. Amazing example, too. Thank you.
Thank you. No more thoughts. And he, yikes, that Met Gala perfunkel just provoked me into madness. Bearing witness to all the spirits operating through that young man, it's pure madness. Light and darkness have nothing in common. Hashtag separate yourself. Come out from amongst them. Be separate.
What? Thank you very much. What is a Met Gala?
I don't even really know. But they usually...
These people always celebrated themselves. They always glorify themselves. They come up with all kinds of reasons to glorify themselves. What? To run away from overcoming the far south.
So I looked it up on the internet.
Okay.
Formerly known as the Costume Institute Benefit. It's an annual fundraising gala or gala. I don't know how you pronounce it. Held for the Metropolitan Museum of Art's Costume Institute in New York City, established in 1948 by Eleanor Lambert, a fashion publicist. The primary financial source for that institute, the only department at the Met required to raise its own operational funds.
So they were...
First Monday of May.
And so they were wearing costumes? They were making costumes they're making pictures of costumes?
Well, a gala, as you may know, is like this just fundraiser thing.
Oh, okay.
But they are the Costume Institute at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. The ones who put it on and use it to raise a bunch of money for themselves.
Oh.
But yeah, so yeah, they wear costumes / outfits.
Whatever.
Nice. Anyway, back to the super chats.
Super.
ALL777, if I was one of D Blacks stealing in dat video, I would have taken the Slim Jims, get some free protein. Yum, yum.
What the?
I disclaim and even disavow.
Me too. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Someone bought a coffee with no message.
Thank you. Amazing.
Looks like, anyway.
Yeah.
And thank you, guys. Let me just double check on the Cash App. But it looks like I believe that hold on, is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Nice.
Nice.
I want you to respond to this story. This is such an amazing story and a clear demonstration of, if it's true, and allegedly it is true, I don't know, of what evil can make you do. Evil can make you lonely, sad, depressed, worry, jealousy, revengeful, gossipy, doubt, suicidal. But it also makes you do all other crazy things. And it causes you to believe, the devils cause you to believe or think that it's really you. This story is so amazing, I need Hake, he white, to respond. And I think I may have, did I see this on your show yesterday, Anchor Baby? No? Okay. Just think about this. According to USA Today, this FedEx driver went and delivered some Christmas gift to this home. And according to the story, he got in his truck and I guess backing out or driving out, he ran over a 7-year-old girl that was there. And according to the story, instead of letting the parents know and hope, you know, possibly getting this girl some doctor help, he put her into his truck. And she ended up dead, according to the story. Watch this from this soundbite from CBS Texas.
Very emotional afternoon in a Tarrant County courtroom earlier today. Jury came back with the death penalty for Tanner Horner. He, of course, is the man who has pled guilty to killing 7-year-old Athena Strand.
Hi, Doug. Well, you could hear Athena Strand's family and friends really holding their breath, some holding back tears as the weight of that moment set in when the judge read the sentencing for formally handing down the death penalty. Now, the prosecutors say that while they believe the jury did deliver justice in this case, the moment was still sobering, knowing that this sentence means someone else's death. Now, Wise County District Attorney James Staton was asked what moment will stick with him the most during this whole trial. And here's what he had to say.
The evidence in this case was some of the most absolutely brutal evidence that I think anybody could ever hear or listen to. And I think that's going to haunt me forever.
So USA Today has reported that a Texas jury sentenced a former FedEx driver to death for kidnapping and killing a 7-year-old girl after delivering what would have been her Christmas gift. Isn't that amazing? And during the hearing, the family spoke and said to the FedEx driver, you don't get to take a life. You destroyed a family. Watch it from CBS Texas.
And the weight of that evidence is something that this family says will never go away. For Athena Strand's family today, it is not a moment of celebration, but a complicated mix of relief and grief. And they say that justice was served, but nothing can replace what was taken. And inside that courtroom, they made sure the man responsible heard that directly.
Tanner Horner, I want you to hear this directly.
You did not just take a life, you destroyed a family. You took a little girl who trusted the world and repaid that innocence with violence. You chose to cause pain that will last generations.
And when you say that, sir, if it's true, Hake, he's an expert on JLP talk.
What possessed that guy to do that? That was so crazy. I laugh because he totally could have just faced the consequences of hitting the girl, because I don't think she was that badly even hurt for him to panic, according to the story, because I looked it up. They say that he panicked,
right,
and took her away.
Yeah.
And and I read about the things that he tried to do. Like, he tried to just get it over with quickly. That didn't work. And she's like, are you a kidnapper? And there's footage and audio from the truck of him doing those things. And then dumping her off, her body off 10 miles away. It's so unnecessary. And then they said, oh, he was autistic. And he had a rough childhood growing up. That wouldn't surprise me for her.
Everybody and their mama have a rough childhood.
Yeah.
Even the ones that are being spoiled, that's still a rough childhood.
And that doesn't mean that you don't do the right. correct justice to the person.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely. An insanity plea is not a not guilty thing. Anyway, I also didn't really like, because I saw one of the family members or somebody said, you are nothing to this guy who did this. And it's like it kicks off this vicious circle of judgment where people just stay in their hell. Because now they're judging this guy.
This is hell on earth.
And I was talking with you about it yesterday, and I was thinking about, wow, the death penalty for just one error. But it was a major error. Yeah. Moral error that he did.
It was.
It is Texas. Texas is tougher than the rest of our states.
Don't mess with Texas.
Not all of them, but many of them. And you covered this story months back or weeks back.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And that's why I thought it was a black dude, because it was that grayed out infrared almost camera, and so you couldn't tell that he was actually white. Like, it makes more sense that it'd be white for some reason. But
that's a white crime?
Yeah, it seems like more of a white crime.
Oh.
I think. Not really sure. But he but it's a it leads into this. Oh, and the prosecutors brought up how he had done stuff maybe to kids in the past or something like that. And so it feeds into the blacks going, nah, 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 white people, you do bad stuff to kids type stuff. Well, and then they want to execute him.
And at least he's white. He's not black. It right. appears to be white, right?
Yeah, he appears to be full-blown white.
And so now the black people can't accuse me of only reporting on black crime.
Hey.
Even though this is black excellence. We report on a white crime.
That's right, 2 hours of black excellence.
Would you, I'm doing it for conversation purpose.
Mm-hmm.
If you had children or a child, would you prefer them to go to a public school, private school, Christian school, Catholic school, homeschool? Which one would you choose?
If I had my druthers.
Public, private, Christian, Catholic, or home, or Allah Abba school, or Jewish school, or whatever. Which one would you choose?
I would do could I do a combination of public school and home school?
You would send them to a public school?
Yeah.
And then home school?
And then sometimes home school. That's what I did. And it worked out. Look at me. I turned out great. People tend to want to do what they did.
Well, if you send your children to a public school, this is what's going to happen from the New York Post. High school student in Philadelphia exposed a high school student a high school student in Philadelphia exposed how his classmates are struggling to read easy words and comprehend relatively simple sentences in a viral series of videos, and he may be punished for doing this, according to a report. Watch this from TikTok.
Read the ending score for me.
She wore a suit, clothes that were... Who's this for? I don't know.
She wore a sahalet of clothes that were extra dirty, whatever, bro. But bro, somewhat gooch.
What does that mean?
She wore a lot... Wait, she wore... Bro, I don't know, bro. Can you take the card back, please?
She wore a... Oh, baby. She wore a silhouette of clothes that were... I don't know that word. I don't even know how to read. I don't know why I did.
She wore a silhouette of clothes that were extraordinary, but somewhat... Gosh? All right, now, what does that mean?
I have no idea. Like, his clothes was nice or something.
So what was it that they were reading?
It said she wore a silhouette of clothing or something like that.
Is that right? Silhouette there? Of clothes that were extraordinary but somewhat gauche.
Yeah.
And these are children, they're about to graduate high school?
These are high schoolers. I don't know how soon towards graduation they are.
This guy said that New York Post reported that he said the high school student wrote an Instagram story on Friday. I would post part three, but the school board is trying to expel me, stop me from going to the prom, and stop me from walking at graduation.
So he's a high schooler himself.
Yeah. It sounded like he was black, too.
Yeah. He sounded like... I just kind of assumed it was a grown adult, but... That's funny because it's going so viral. The school is getting all embarrassed. Can't take the heat.
And Nick, what was it that he asked them to read exactly?
Read she it. Wore a silhouette of clothes that were extraordinary but somewhat gauche.
And what does that mean?
Well, she wore a silhouette of clothes.
A that silhouette were is like
obviously
an
extraordinary but somewhat gauche.
A silhouette is an outline, and a gauche is
right.
Overly showy, like the Met Gala.
Just
so showy that it's ugly.
So I repeat my question.
Uh-huh.
If you had to send your children, if you had a choice, to public school, private school, Catholic school, Jewish school, or homeschooling, which one would you take?
Public school, but down in like Rancho Palos Verdes or something special like that.
In the white area?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because then I can save money. And yeah, it's going to be diversity and brainwashing, but I'll raise the kid tough like me. I went to public school. I didn't fall for that mess that much. Although I predated some of the brainwashing. No, you're right. I don't know.
Amazing. This is hell on earth. Which one would you, if you had a choice between public school, private school, religious school, Catholic school, Jewish school, Allah Abba school, or homeschooling, which one would you take?
What's funny is I actually, before James answered, I was thinking, oh, I bet you I'd just do what I did. And put him in Catholic school or something. But Catholic school out here, I don't know if it's the same. But the real answer is I don't know.
You went to Catholic school?
I did.
Over in
Canada.
They have Catholic schools in China?
In Canada.
I mean, in Canada?
Yeah, they're nice. They're like kind of protected, but not really.
If I had young kids that I was still raising, I would definitely put homeschool. Ain't no way I'd take that risk with them at all. Especially nowadays.
Yeah.
There's too much of a risk. Let me take a break. One more hour to go. Hate news is coming, and I'll be back in a moment.
I'm 2 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
So, Trump has paused the Project Freedom in the Strait of Hormuz for a short period. The Project Freedom is the U.S. naval escort operation, and the U.S. and Iran are closing in, according to Axios, far-left Axios, HBO-related, at least at one time. They're closing in on a one-page memo to end the war. Exciting. But that's, believe it when I see it, right? And Israel strikes have killed dozens in Lebanon amid their talks. Marco Rubio, Secretary of State. Interesting, huh? Nice name. Nice title for Marco Rubio, Secretary of State. That's cool. But anyway, he says that the Israel and Lebanon peace deal is achievable, but Hezbollah is a problem. The WHO, the evil UN's corrupt, allegedly, World Health Organization, according to some in the media, right, say that three suspected hantavirus patients have been evacuated from that cruise ship. So they got sick, maybe deadly sick, right, deathly ill, and they get to get off, though, into the Netherlands. And the whole rest of them are still isolated or whatever it's called, quarantined. Are they quarantined in that cruise ship, stranded? The FDA has blocked publication of COVID and shingles vaccine safety studies, according to a report. Wow. And Rand Paul is pushing for a Fauci indictment. I'll believe that one when I see it, before the statute of limitations expires. Interesting stuff. It's a whole lot of mess going on in this here world. It is Wednesday, May 6th, AD 2026. There's one line open. Hang tight, callers and super chatters. JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to more great stories. Manhood Hour is coming right up. This closes 2 hours of Black Excellence on Wednesday. This is the end of this second hour here. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, The Hake Report, and then American Anchor Baby. And tomorrow is the first Thursday of the month, May 7th, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. May 1st, as you recall, May Day was this past Friday. All right? So that means 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, Thursday the 7th. First Thursday of the month, Men's Forum, rebuildingtheman.com/events. Nice. Okay, so, by the way, today, this afternoon, Bill hosts Punchy TV. Check it out. It's going to be very interesting. The DHS is closing this immigration detention watchdog, this office of the Immigration Detention Watchdog. On Monday, the Department of so-called Homeland Security began shuttering the Office of Immigration Detention Ombudsman. Ombudsman. I've heard that name before. What's an ombudsman? A government official who investigates and tries to resolve complaints, usually through recommendations, binding or not, or mediation. Okay? So it's kind of like a watchdog, I guess. After an internal email directed the removal of the public signage and cessation of inspections. Nice. Now they can house and jail these aliens unabetted, maybe. They attributed the closure to a lack of funding in the Homeland Security appropriations package that ended the agency's 76-day shutdown. Nice. Good excuse to do it. Critics argue the legislation does not explicitly mandate eliminating the watchdog. Deaths in ICE custody exceeded 30 last year. I heard about this guy who had, what's that thing where sugar goes down? Diabetes or something? He's in his 50s or 40s or something, a father. And he kind of went without his medication or something. He died in, in ICE custody. Anyway, 30, the highest since 2004, but we've probably had the most arrests for many decades. 2004 would have been under Bush, I believe, right? Bush, W. Bush. More than 780 instances of physical force or chemical agents against detainees occurred since Trump returned to the White House. Sounds like a lot of squirrely illegals who need to be controlled, perhaps. Pardon me. Staffing at the ombudsman's office fell to just 5 employees earlier this year, marking a 96% reduction, while the Office of Civil Rights and Civil Liberties also faced similar resource cuts, which is a very good thing, because those people are commies per capita. I'm James Hake, JLP, Hour 3.
Stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question. The biblical question, amazing question. Do you ever get mad at anyone who disagrees with you? Why or why not? Do you ever get mad at anyone who agree or disagree with you? Do you ever get mad at anyone who disagree with you? Why or why not? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you got to run around no matter where you are in the world. You can podcast the show and still listen live as it's happening on your phone. We made it possible. He made it possible. For the sun to shine, he made it possible that you can listen to the show at any time by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate or have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee, buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday, the last hour of the show. On Wednesday, I love the order of God and Christ, Christ and man, man over woman, woman over children. And so we put time in to encourage men and women to return back to the Father. It is manhood hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male return to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right. and lead the way.
Out of control teenagers taking over streets across the nation now.
What the heck is wrong with these kids today?
Go watch TV. Go.
Please don't make me go home. I hate my kids.
No. Eloa.
Oh, so now I'm a bad parent just because I hate my...
Are you going to be good?
Red over.
Nope, you can turn back around. You're not going to talk to mommy like that.
My kids all hate me.
Put the purse back, honey.
Now throw it in there and see what happens.
I can think of a few reasons.
I didn't ask you.
Now do you see what mothers do to children with that anger? All that emotion that you want to protect? Oh, you don't care about my emotions. You don't listen to me. You're destroying every child on the planet with that. That's not love. That is hate. But you can overcome if you want to. You can stay evil or you can be free. It's up to you. I have a question. And I really would like for you to respond to this question. Because I could be wrong. I'm telling you up front, he black, I could be wrong. But I want to know, and I really, listen up. I want to know, number one, all of us, it's maybe exception to the rule, have been told growing up, maybe the guys are not being told that nowadays, but we've been told to be strong, to fight back. You got to be strong and fight back. You got to fight. You need to be strong. And if you're not strong, they'll call you weak. And to fight back. And so growing up, you looked at your parents and others, and they seemed to be doing that. You see them out there fighting for causes and fighting for this and fighting for that. They're being tough. Fighting for abortion, fighting against abortion. Fighting for civil rights, fighting against civil rights, fighting for women's rights, gay rights, lesbian rights, all kind of rights. Fighting back and fighting for, right? And fighting for your career. Fighting to be successful. Fighting to be ambitious. I mean, fighting to be it, or you... are ambitious, and now you're fighting not to be ambitious. You and I and everybody have been told to fight, to be strong, and to fight. Get involved and fight for something all in your life. So my question is, in this planet, in this world, you have two sides. You have the groups that are fighting for, and you have the groups that are fighting against. And this is in all races, male and females. Somebody is fighting for something, and somebody is fighting against something. I want to know, have any side ever won? Have you ever been involved in a fight? I'm not talking about a physical fight where you were trying to protect yourself if something happened to you like that. But I mean, any other fight. Have you ever been religious fights and all kind of fights for anything? You're either on one side or the other, fighting for or fighting against, but both think they're fighting for, right? I want to know, have you ever won any fight? Have you ever won? You went and fought, you participated, you got involved. Have you ever won or seen any fight being won? Anybody won the fight? they were the winners. What are you saying, Anchor Baby?
No, I'm being obstinate. I said, soon, any moment, I'll win. I'll let you know when I win.
Said the black man.
Right.
Have anybody ever won any fight? This question is really, really an interesting question, because we're all told to fight for something. Fight against this and fight against that. Fight for this and fight for that. And fight against this and fight for that. And you've always been fighting all your life on one side or the other. Republican side or Democrat, conservative or liberal, Christian or non-Christian, whatever religion or non-religion, fighting against religion. Has anyone on either side ever won? 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. I want to know. Have anyone, the spirit of truth, tell you, your parents and your teachers and your friends and everybody else, the government, the school, they tell you to fight. Union dues, fight for a raise at the union, at the job, more money, a better career or something. You're told to fight all your life. Has anyone ever won? The spirit of truth tell you not to fight. But the devil tell you to fight. Get a cause. Everybody have a cause to fight for. Has anyone ever won any cause? Civil rights, wrong rights, up and down rights, whatever rights. So that's my question. Isn't that an amazing question? You've been taught to be that way. And it has, I don't see where it's worked for anyone in any generation. For any reason around the world. But maybe you know it, I just don't know it. I'm black and slow. I don't claim to know everything. But I personally have not seen anyone win any fight on any side. Oh, fighting against cancer, they say. Everybody, and they mama, if you're black. Everybody and their mama fight against cancer. That cancer still exists. Or did you win that battle? I want to know. Also, I want to know your thoughts on this situation from X, where this Ring camera footage shows a woman confronting children loudly playing and bouncing balls against apartment wall and doors. She swore, according to the story, she's swearing at them to stop after ongoing noises disrupted her sleep. Watch this from X.
Are y'all banging on the wall?
Yeah.
Yeah, knock it the f*** off.
They knocked it off, huh? What a mess. Before I go to the calls, I want to tell you how to win. This is a perfect example of how to win in life. First of all, to win in life, you got to stop fighting. Really. No more fighting, and you will win. I know most people can't believe that because they can't see what I'm talking about. But for those who are waking up, you'll see. But here is the perfect way of winning in life if, and I stress, if you should do this. Watch this.
If by Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too. If you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies. Or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same. If you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to, broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch. If neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much. If you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
If you can do that, and you can if you want to, there'll be no more fighting for you for the rest of your life. What's the name of that guy that wrote that?
Rudyard Kipling.
I wish I could shake his hand. Every time I hear it, I get goosebumps. Because it's so deep and it's so true that I don't even know what to say to you. If you can do that. When you hear that, Nick, the anchor baby, he's an expert here as well. Does that ring a bell for you at all, or just me?
No, it really does.
In what way? What does that mean when you hear it?
Well, you hear all these calls, all this wisdom and stuff on the show, for example, is one thing I'm thinking of. And you sometimes think, well, try and make sense of it. It's actually so simply put in the poem that it's just so perfectly put.
It really is.
It's not this. It's not like this. Forget that. But yeah, it's just really put well in the poem.
And then whoever, I forgot who made the video to this. If he did an amazing job.
Harrison Smith.
Harrison, I know I've told you this before. Congratulations on putting this together in such a profound way and using the Great White Hope. And the Great White Hope is right now living everything, the if thing. He's dealing with the Iran situation in that way. People turning on him, yelling at him, mad at him, saying these things about him. And telling him to end it, and he like, no, well, if the whole world turned against me, he got to do the if. You can do if. You can be if. And as a matter of fact, if you want to be free, you got to if. You must if. Ain't no way around it. And you shall be free. But you got to get on the straight and narrow and stay there. Endure to the end. Just endure the if. Really, just endure the if. Don't let the thoughts and other people, the thoughts in you, the thoughts of your enemy posing as your friend, and the thoughts in other people, their enemy posing as friends. Don't let them stop you. You get on that path and do the if. And you shall return to the Father. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Alexis out of Massachusetts. Alexis, you are on the air.
Yes. Hello.
Hey, Alexis.
How are you?
All is well.
Good. So when I first called.
Are you a first-time caller?
I am.
Oh, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Well, I've been watching you for like 2 years, and I love you. I love listening to you, and you make me happy, and you make me laugh. And then, you know, on YouTube, I didn't know that you go way, way back.
For the good old days.
I mean, I saw like old interviews of you. I didn't know you've been doing this for such a long time.
35 years.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. Amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. So I called just to say hi, but I do actually have a question for you.
Okay.
Okay, so my background, I'm Iranian and I'm Greek. And I'm white.
Wow.
Would you consider me white?
What a mess.
Would you consider me white?
Do you look white or you look Iranian?
I'm white. I look white.
Oh, okay.
I have very white skin.
So how come you have so many different personalities, I mean, things inside of you? How you get to be Iranian, Greek, and white?
What do you mean? My skin color is white.
So your father or your mother is white?
Their skin color, both of them are white.
Both your father and mother are white?
Yes.
Oh, and you were born in Iran?
No, I was born in America.
So how you get to be...
In the U.S.
Hey, come and help me. How you get to be... did you say you're Iranian and what else?
So my dad was born in Iran, and my mom was born in Greece. So I was born in America. So my dad's Iranian and my mom is Greek.
Oh, okay.
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 And so my question to you is, I'm white, basically. So I'm just trying to give you my background.
Okay.
So, you're the first black person that I feel comfortable talking to like this. Because when I'm around black people, I feel like they automatically think I'm racist.
Yeah.
And I always feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I like black people. I do. But I feel like I feel like the moment I talk to them, they think I don't like them or I'm racist. And I just don't know what to do. I don't like to feel that way. And it's just there. And I just feel this uncomfortability that they think that I don't like them and I'm racist. So how can I like work on that?
Very good questions. How can you do it? What I want you to know, Alexis, is that the thoughts and the feelings that you're having are inside of you.
Uh-huh.
And when you're around the blacks and those thoughts that you're having, oh my God. What?
The black, because I love that we can talk about it without being called a racist. It makes me feel like, is it racist to call them black? Is that racist or no?
No, racism doesn't even exist. It's a made-up word.
Yeah.
But
see, I like to talk about it without feeling this.
Yes.
I'm going to be accused of being a racist.
So here's what I want you to know, and this is the truth. The thought, yeah, when you're around the blacks, the first thought come, oh, God, they're going to think you're racist. You're white. They're going to think you're racist.
Yeah.
If you talk to them, if you say a certain thing, they're going to think you're racist. So along with the thought, the feeling of being afraid that that would happen is just a feeling. And those thoughts about it is inside of you. And yes, you have been given reasons growing up. You've been told you're racist if you disagree with the black. You're racist if you did this. And you became angry as a kid. You became angry about that because you know you're not that. So what I want to encourage you to do is drop the thought. The next time you're around them and the thought come, you are racist if you say that, right?
You
be yourself. And if they should get angry, don't get angry at them back. Let them be angry, and you be yourself. And I promise you, the fear, the thoughts, and the fear of being called a racist would disappear, and you'll be comfortable wherever you are and with whomever you're with. They will have their problems, but you won't have yours because you won't be into thoughts and feelings like that. You got to get rid of the thoughts out of your own mind.
And I think you're right when they say that they want to divide us.
Yes.
They want to divide us. And I think whatever kind of media brainwashed me as a kid or how I felt, I mean, it brainwashed the blacks and it brainwashed the whites, and now we are divided.
Absolutely.
I feel like I can't even have a relationship with someone that's black because I feel like they think I'm racist.
And we'll make sure.
I feel like I can't have a genuine friendship because they think I'm against them.
Yeah, and that's what the government, the schools, those people who desire power, they want you to think that way. They want you to feel that way because you're going to vote for them when you believe that. Because they create the problem, then they come in and pretend that they're saving you from a problem that they created.
Yeah. And then what would you call, if I say that blacks are funny and charming, and because they are funny, and I think they're very smart, and I love how bold they can be. I mean, they can be very bold.
In what way are they bold?
So now, is that racist? Because I know you're black, and I think you're very bold. You're a very bold guy.
In what way
now,
are
that racist?
In what way are the blacks bold?
Well, because white people are very quiet. You know, they can be kind of shy. They can be kind of boring. But I feel like black people, I mean, everyone's different, yes, but I feel like there's some kind of energy that black people carry.
But how are they bold? How are they bold?
Because they'll tell you how they feel.
But that's because they're angry.
Well, because, maybe they're angry, but they
they're angry about nothing, but that's evil. That's not boldness. And then white people are passive now because they're angry and they have fear.
So both sides
are wrong, and that's not boldness. You know what real boldness is?
What?
It's to love your enemy. Love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your enemy. That's boldness. That's true boldness. Love from God is true boldness. Everything else is imitation, and it's fake. Yeah. It's not bold.
Because I know you. Because you. I feel like even though I know how everything you said and how you feel, and you're black, but you're white in the inside. I still see. I still feel like you're still black.
As an ace of space.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that was it. It's just a shame because, black people. I like black people, and I love to laugh with them because they're very funny to me. I mean, I don't know if that's racist or not, but I think like Indians are funny to me. A lot of white people are funny to me, but especially I think they're very charming and funny. And I don't know if that's wrong of me to say.
No, it's not. But don't. When they act that way, don't you get angry at them. Let them be the way they are, and you be yourself.
I just wish it wasn't that way.
But you can't. No. You be happy with yourself.
Nothing I can do.
Be happy with you and all this well, all right?
Okay. And I was going to say, you should do, instead of rebuilding a man, someone should do rebuilding a woman.
We work with the women, too. We have.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We have the women's forums every Thursday night of the month. I counsel with women all the time. And we have fellowship, Sunday morning fellowship, men and women.
All right, Jesse. It was really nice talking to you.
You too. Amazing.
You're like a little celebrity in my world, so.
Right on.
All right.
Call
okay,
me
beta.
Amazing.
Beta.
Don't all be right. a beta.
Beta.
That's right. Thank you, Alexis. The treasure chest is now a stretch off on, it's available on pews.net. Back in a moment. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well. You may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. Talk about oneself a great deal can also be a means of concealing oneself. To talk about oneself a great deal can also be a means of concealing oneself. You don't have to be you any longer. Quick announcement. Welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. Quick announcement. Number one, the Hake Report. E. White, the Hake Report. The guy with the good hair coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake. HAKEReport.com. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And you heard him. He was homeschooled and public school. Now that explains. And after the Hake Report, oh Lord, not George, but the American Anchor Baby. From 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And you're going to see he has the same energy that Donald Trump has, a gift from God. And so that means that if Donald Trump ever is done with doing the president stuff and all that, don't worry, the anchor baby's coming. He's going to pick up where the president is leaving off. He has the same energy, the same drive, the same courage and everything, the same love. The American anchor baby at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then at 2 p.m., Punch Your TV, PUNCHIE.TV with Bill. Bill, oh my God. Everybody talking about Bill. Don't mess with Bill. And he will be taking your calls and your super chats because he will be there live today from 2 to 3 p.m. Don't miss out. And then talking about loving and having an Amerifro and celebrating America, I'm doing it all the way. I love America. So I am celebrating along with my whole team and everybody else that I know, celebrating America's 250-year celebration of America this year. Right now. And you know how I'm doing it? There is the American Hope coin. Watch this. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America. And they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. And we only have 250 of them, and they're going fast. So don't mess around until it's too late. You know what I mean? Call 800-411-BOND and go to JesseLeePeterson.shop. I'm right about that, right? JesseLeePeterson.shop. It's an investment. It's a giving back. It's everything. I can see Dad and Mama, my grandparents, and then Plup, my mama, and then Cullen, my daddy, rejoicing in heaven right now. They're like, Punchy, you got your own coffin. Now you got your own silver coin? What the? Your face on a coin? What? Yeah, can't you see Mama and Dad, my grandparent, and then Plup, my mama, and my dad, Cullen, celebrating up there in heaven right now?
My picture of how they would look physically in heaven is probably different from the reality.
It was country. Amazing. So, let me go to Brady out of Arizona. Brady, you are on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Jesse. Congratulations on your new silver coin. That is quite amazing. And did you know
Thank you, Brady.
Did you know that the great white Donnie King also got his face on a coin in Israel?
Who was that?
Don King. King Donnie. Donald Trump. The great white Don King.
Oh, he's on a silver coin in Israel?
Yes.
I didn't know that, but right on. I'm not surprised, but I did not know that. I was not aware of that. That's amazing.
And is your coin, let me ask you, a 1 ounce coin?
Is it?
Yeah, 0.999 is 1 ounce, right? Yeah. I don't know. Whatever. Yes.
Yes.
The 0.9 is the purity.
Oh, never mind.
But yes,
it's 1 ounce.
I'd love to see the picture. I'm going to definitely have to pick one up.
Right on. So being told, read this writing you just sent me, Hake.
In 2018, the Israeli Mikdash Educational Center minted a temple coin featuring Donald Trump alongside King Cyrus to honor his recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital.
That's from GI.
From Google AI.
That's amazing, Brady. I was not aware of that for the Great White Hope, but I'm not surprised.
And what's really good about it, you got to remember that silver is the original and only money that's been out there for 5,000 years. It's been used way back, 5,000 years now. Cool. And what we're going back to now is silver market. And you're going to see when everything crashes, when you got those silver ounces with a JLP on it, you're going to be walking around like you're rich as you know what.
I'll be like, what, y'all?
Hey, now, you'll be like, give me one of those JLP shekels, please.
That's amazing. Well, I really appreciate that. Thank you, Brady. That's amazing.
I've been in the silver market for 20 years. I didn't really let you guys know that. But what we're seeing today is getting, right now, silver today went up $6 or $7 this morning, and it's been sitting at the same price for 2 months. So you're getting in at the most perfect time. You're going to see an explosion where silver just rockets to over 100 in the next few weeks. and this, and then I'm looking all the way up to $300 to $500 in outs by the end of this year. And then where it goes after that, it can even go up to $5,000 in an ounce real shortly due to the demand. There is no supply in the world right now of silver. We have plenty of gold around in reserves and in the vaults, but there is no silver reserve. And when this country and the world reset, oh, baby, it's going to the moon.
Well, that's amazing. I really, really appreciate that information on it as well. Thank you. And I know that silver is a major investment. I've been knowing that for a long time. And so right on. And do you agree with me that gas prices are going down to $1 a gallon?
No, I don't agree with that.
Why not?
Because right now, you see where the price of gas. I'm here out in Arizona. It's $5.50, $6 a gallon right now. It's been like that for many months.
That's why I said it's going down to $1.
No, I don't see it happening. I see it maybe resetting back to around, if we're lucky, back to $3. But for some reason, the manipulation of the price of silver along with the price of oil for all these years, we have plenty of reserves of oil, but what do? They stop all the refineries in this country.
Yeah.
They use up all the oil in our reserve tanks that Trump should have filled them up before the war even started. We're actually exporting more of our oil to Britain and Europe right now under the cover of night. You know, it's amazing what's going on. We're stealing oil from Venezuela.
Well, that's why you better be thankful for Donald Trump, because he's changing all that, bringing everything back.
The great white Donnie King, he's doing a good job in some areas. And guess who's going to be the president of Cuba?
Nick, the anchor baby.
No.
Oh.
Marco Rubio.
You think so?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
That'd be good. He seems to be doing a good job.
Maybe we could do the anchor baby takes over Canada.
That's a good idea. Wow, that is an amazing idea. Nice.
I think that would fly. And if you said, did you actually say you're going to run for president, Jesse?
I said it, but I don't really mean it.
Well,
opportunity came around and it was meant for me to do it, I definitely would.
I would love to be one of your cabinet members, Jesse, or a VP pick. If you're looking for a VP, I'll back you 100%, baby.
I appreciate it. Thank you. I remember that. Thank you, Brady. I appreciate your call. I got to run because of time, but thank you.
Take care.
All right. Amazing. Let me go to Ernesto out of Illinois, Chicago. Ernesto, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I got a quick little story for Manhood Hour.
Okay.
So I've been married for 17 years, and I got two teenagers. And I remember when you said that when you have a problem with your wife and the kid, that you need to get in the middle. So
you need to separate the mother from the child so she doesn't cause them to become angry. She doesn't screw them up.
Exactly. And for the dads out there, like, you physically need to get in the middle too. When my daughter, when she was 13, the beta devil and my wife came up to us, and I was talking to my daughter, and my wife goes up to my daughter and she's like, "There's nothing wrong with sex work." And I'm like, "What the?" You know, inside. So then I got in the middle and I turned to my wife, and without anger, you know, in a strong voice, I told her, "That's wrong. Don't talk to her like that."
Yeah.
And after that, she sat down and she shut up. Isn't that amazing?
That is absolutely amazing. And you did it right by not doing it with anger. What
a mess,
huh?
Yeah, you got that right, man.
Well, that is an amazing story.
Yeah, good luck to the men out there, man, who are dealing with the devils and the wives.
I know. And if they were to overcome their mothers by dropping the anger, they would deal with their wife perfectly. They would not cater to their emotions. They would not be afraid of losing them or keeping them. And they would stand between the mother and the children so the mother would not destroy the children by turning them against the fathers.
Yeah, and not running away either, because a lot of guys, they just leave.
Yeah, amazing.
I don't blame them. All right, Jesse, well, take it easy, man, on this beautiful day.
Amazing story. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with it, all right?
Yes, sir.
You too, buddy. All right. Let me go to William out of California. Let's see here. William, you are on the air.
Good morning, JLP. Thank you for taking my call. How do you hear me, sir?
All is well. Go ahead.
Amazing.
Amazing.
So, JLP for president, eh?
See now?
Wow. Amazing. I think maybe Punchy Cafe should open first.
I agree.
Of restaurants across the USA where they have soul food and your hot dog thing you made for your offset time.
And now I can sell my silver coin in the restaurant.
So if you sell all 250, will you get more?
I don't know. I have to have a wait and see.
Oh, well, we better hurry up and buy them.
Yeah, because so I wanted they're all to limited to 250 because that's the 250-year celebration.
Nice. I wanted to answer the biblical question, sir.
Do you ever get mad at anyone who disagree with you? Why or why not?
So, thanks to you, listening to you now for a year, maybe two, no.
And why? Yeah, why not?
Because that would not solve anything. Like getting angry because someone doesn't agree with you, all that means is it's a different perspective. And being angry is not right. It is wrong.
Do you find it amazing that people get mad at other people, whether it's family members, husband or wife, children, friends, Republican, Democrat, socialist, atheist, flat earther, round earther? Do you find it interesting that people get mad with one another when they disagree?
It is interesting, and it seems to be more pervasive with family. And I don't know why it might be because of unsettled drama. Maybe the past, and they're still in their hell. The things you have taught me has really helped me raise, I'm not going to dox him, but he's 17 now, and he's fixing to go become a senior. And had I not started listening to your show, I think he would have been way worse off. I've been teaching him not to let anybody get him angry. He'll have girlfriends, and then he'll have these problems. And I'm like, don't let him get in your head. Just don't respond.
Right on.
Because some of these women, when they're 16, 17, 15, they can bring hell.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, mess.
I know. So anyway, but
good,
so that's
man.
My answer.
Well, I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday, William. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you.
And I look forward to listening. I do listen to you every Sunday while I'm watching him bowl.
Right.
He has junior league bowling on Sundays. And so look forward to it. Thanks for all you do.
Right.
Shout out to Kurt, Bill, Derek, H, and Nick.
And the Anchor Baby.
God bless. Yeah, Nick, the Anchor Baby.
Yeah.
Energy from God.
Right on.
All right, man.
Thanks,
JLP.
Thank you, William.
See you, Jesse.
All right. Amazing. I wanted to show you and what this, according to this report, this woman did to, and allegedly, to this kid on his bike. CBS News, a 56-year-old woman is accused of trying to run down a boy on a dirt bike. Watch, this is going to blow your mind. Talk about anger. Oh, my God. And you still think anger is good? Watch this.
In Spokane, Washington tonight, a 56-year-old woman is accused of trying to run down a boy on a dirt bike. Video from the incident last week shows the woman swerve in her car at the boy and then pursue him down the sidewalk without catching him. Not long after, she allegedly tried to enter a home of someone she doesn't know and police arrested her there. She's been charged with attempted assault and with DUI. According to court documents, she also has a history of mental illness.
Mental something. I don't know. Mental what?
Mental illness.
How come they cut it off before they said illness?
Maybe it was, maybe that's how they received it. They being he, the producer.
Oh, he said from the CBS like that, too. Yeah. Thank you, Derek. Amazing, huh? This woman, according to the story, drove up on the sidewalk as she was driving. You know she got to be mentally ill, if it's true. And drunk. What the? Super.
Super chats.
Over on YouTube, Harmony Harms and Grits. Thank you, the living Jesse Lee Peterson and the living Esperts. Shout out Manhood Hour. Trumpet emojis.
Right on. Thank you. Amazing.
Hannes okay, says, with two coffees, my future children will be homeschooled just like I was. You can count on that. Thank you, Jesse and crew. Thanks. Hands emoji. White ones.
And who's that from?
Hannes.
Hannes, that's what love is. Homeschool your children. Do not put them out there in the jungle. They're not ready for it. Amazing. Thank you.
Hate gifted the can. Late releasing the scratching. Nice.
Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet, 111.
Hey, Pastor Chatelet, where you been?
Peels, foe that scratching stuff. Not exactly, but... Thank you. Emperor Fat something dogs. She should stay with her own people. The Iranian Greek gal, maybe?
Yeah, oh, I mean that. Don't try to talk to the blacks.
Maybe. I don't know. Interesting question.
When she said she was white, but she was Iranian and other one.
The Ayatollah looked pretty white to me, too. The one that Trump took out. He looked pretty white. He was Azerbaijani Iranian.
Oh, okay. Everybody and they mama want to be white, except baby Jessica's daddy. Amazing. Thank you.
Marty, good morning, Jesse and crew. Today, my husband and I celebrate our 16th wedding anniversary. Thanks for doing what you're doing. Love, guys. Much love. Kiss.
Congratulations and stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. All right? You drop that anger. And you will be married with one man for the rest of your life until death do you part. You got both of you working on yourself. Drop that anger. No such thing as divorce. Amazing. Thank you.
And
it's too bad that the young lady, Alexis, was saying that she felt nervous talking to the blacks because she noticed that they think she's racist.
Yeah.
What a horrible way! What they have done to this country with that.
Yeah, messing with people's minds, so evil.
And she sounded like such an amazing lady, and she can't be herself with these people.
Terrible.
Yeah, but anyway, thank you.
Charlotte, the video of blacks in Chicago crying about Walgreens leaving reminds me that blacks have minds of entitled children.
Just think about that. They're mad at Walgreens because Walgreens said we have to shut down in the south side of Chicago. I think it's the south side. And because of too much crime and a risk for your own life, and instead of them saying, okay, you're right about that because they know it's happening, we're going to make the change. We're going to bring back the police. As the anchor baby said, no more calling them police brutality and all that mess. We're going to get rid of the stupid mayor that encourages this kind of stuff by not dealing with it and stay, and we'll make it right. They're going to get mad at Walmart. Walgreens, because Walgreens trying to protect the workers and the store. What a mess. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing. Let me go to first-time caller. Thank you all for your support. Let me go to first-time caller, Noah, out of Detroit, Michigan. Noah, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, I'm not a first-time caller. I'm sorry. So I don't know. Maybe they got that mixed up. But
okay,
anyway,
there's a mistype. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was wondering what your thoughts about Ted Turner recently passing away today.
He expired today?
Yes, he expired today.
Oh, I didn't know that. May his soul rest in peace. And Hate is giving me the information as we speak. Ted Truth from Truth Social. Trump announced that CNN founder Ted Turner expired at 76. May his soul rest in peace.
Yeah, you know, I disagreed highly with his political views and the organizations he owned, but you know what? At the end of the day, he was a good guy. I felt like he was a good person at heart.
Didn't he have like a crazy wife at one time?
Yeah. She compared him to Trump one time.
Was that Jane Fonda or something like that? Who was his wife? Maybe I got her.
Her name was Jane something.
I don't know either.
I forgot his wife, but I think he had like a crazy.
He had multiple different wives. He did have Jane Fonda.
I thought he was his
third wife. His third wife. They were married for a decade, did not have children.
Yeah, I remember that. Well, may his soul rest in peace, Noah. I'm just finding it out now. You brought breaking news. Thank you.
No problem, Jesse. Anytime. You have a good rest of your day, sir.
You too, buddy. I am out of time. Stay with it. Stay on that straight and narrow path. No matter how long it takes. Don't worry about that. Don't even think about it. How difficult it gets. Stay with it. And don't forget, do the if. Be if. Are you if hate?
Yeah. Continue.
What?
Continue.
What?
Good. You're closing out your show.
Oh.
Do if. Are you if hate? I said yes. Now you go.
Don't forget, order your American Hope coin by going to jesseleepeterson.shop. Or call it 800-411-BARN. We only have 250 of them, limited edition. So don't wait till it's too late, folks. And you can't go wrong. It's a very, very good investment. All right? And it all goes back to helping us to do what we're doing here. I'm not going to keep a dime for myself. All right? Take care. Hate is coming now. And then the American Anchor Baby. And then Punchy.TV with B.O. And stay with it. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer, and forgive others so that you will be forgiven. And forgiveness from the Father is amazing. Take care.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Thank you, Jesse Lee.